Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm James Mason. City are getting closer to an agreement that would see their players defer their salaries to help the club out financially during the coronavirus pandemic. Top flight stars came under fire after some clubs placed non-playing staff on the government's furlough scheme, with Health Secretary Matt Hancock last week calling for Premier League players to take a pay cut. Premier League clubs proposed wage deductions of deferrals of around 30% to mitigate the financial impact of the crisis, but talks over the weekend with the Professional Football Association did not reach a resolution. However, the players have taken it upon themselves to create an initiative called #PlayersTogether, which has partnered with NHS Charities Together and will help those fighting for us on the NHS frontline, as well as other key areas of need. It is claimed that City are in advanced talks with their players over deferring salaries, with the squad thought to be open to assisting their employers. City are hopeful of an agreement, but the players want assurances from the club before they go ahead with salary deferrals. Moving on, and Leroy Sané was on the verge of making his comeback when football was shut down by the COVID-19 outbreak. This City star had been out for 7 months after damaging cruciate ligaments during the Community Shield win over Liverpool in August. And despite returning to training in January, the Blues ace returned to action seemed to be taking forever. Sané played for the under-23s at Arsenal at the end of February, but had still not been involved in a first-team squad when the coronavirus pandemic forced a suspension of football 2 weeks later. Now, though, Sané has given an interview to the German FA website in which he explains that he was on the point of making his return when the decision was taken to call off all games. And finally, City have begun work to relay the pitch at the Etihad Stadium during the current suspension. City traditionally replace their playing surface during the closed season in the summer, but they will take advantage of the current timeout to make the necessary changes now. The Premier League and UEFA are maintaining plans to resume the season when it is safe to do so, and there is no guarantee there would be the usual summer break for clubs to relay their pitches. City want to make sure that the pitch is playable in any scenario, so have started work, which is expected to take around 4 weeks. That's all for now. We'll have more later.